Riley LeBrec is from Elite Ag Sales and Rentals in Flair, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Riley, thank you very much for joining us. Drones in the agriculture industry is starting to become more common these days when it comes to the various uses that it has. Comments, please, just a little bit of an icebreaker as to how popular drones in the agriculture industry has become.
You know what? They're just starting to really become popular. A lot of farmers are starting to adopt the technology. There is a ton of really good features that these drones have. For example, you have scouting drones that give a farmer a bird's eye view of their field and what's happening like right now. And you also have spray drones, which allow farmers to apply certain products like foliar fertilizers or even spread fertilizers whenever they want. Just gives the farmer a lot more tools to use just to make farming a little bit better.
That is a good point you bring up here, Riley. Some of the benefits of having drones, especially at this time, being ready for the growing and seeding season. How beneficial is it to have these drones prepared and to have these drones, set to take the skies?
Yeah, quite beneficial. Like if you use a scouting drone such as the Mavic 3 Multispectral M3M, you give yourself a bird's eye view of the field, and as your crop starts growing, when it's most important to be able to scout it for any, you know, insect damage or any kind of weed patches or anything like that, it allows the farmer to really know exactly what's going on in their field when they need to.
You mentioned that aspect of the drones being used. You also mentioned in your opening remarks that drones are used for spraying or the use of the application of fertilizers or some type of fertilizers and sprays. What are some of the types of sprays that are commonly used by the drones, especially at this time of the growing season?
Yeah, you know, guys, a lot of farmers will use foliar fertilizers, you could pretty much spray anything out of these things, but as of right now, it is only the only thing you can spray legally is foliar fertilizers. You could also spread them, but as for pesticides, they are not registered to be sprayed by drone just yet. It is coming soon, but there's some red tape that still needs to be cut on that.
Riley, you did mention off the top that the drones are becoming very, very popular, and I'm sure there are a lot of people in the Peace and McKenzie regions and the Big Lakes as well that are possibly using drones out in the field for the first time. Just out of curiosity, do you offer workshops, advice, test flights for people using these devices, possibly either for the first time or a new drone that's being purchased?
Absolutely. We actually just held a course in Flair last week to get your advanced pilot's license. We brought in a third-party contractor, and they did the course. Everyone who attended the course got their license, so now everyone's ready to fly with following all the regulations and stuff. But as for workshops on how to actually use the drone itself, we are working with a third-party company. They are developing a course from start to finish, so right from right from opening the drone out of the box to setting it in the field, so and everything in between. That company is called Quantum Ag, also mm-hmm. here in Flair. And so our big thing is really just making sure that we give the best possible service to all of our customers that buy these drones from us, and we're here to offer as much support as we can.
Are you going to be at the SARDA Ag Show at the end of March?
Yes, I will be in there.
How big of an opportunity will that be to get the drones on the market and get people thinking of, hey, this might be beneficial as far as using in the industry and as far as networking between the company and the customer is concerned?
I think it'll be a decent opportunity, but for a lot of farmers, you know, they have to see it to believe it. So that's where we're happy to offer demos, and I think the Ag Show, we could sign up people for as many demos as they'd like to do, just so then we could really show them what this thing is capable of instead of just telling them.
With the advancement of technology these days, especially in the agriculture industry, and the addition of drones being used on the field, as it were, if you'll pardon my use of terminology here, is the sky the limit as far as this?
Yeah, there is a lot of potential with drones as they just keep getting better and better every year. The sky's the limit. Like, there's going to be a lot more things, improvements coming out, and in a decade's time or less, I believe every farm will have drones.
Riley, I ask you, how optimistic are you that things are going to turn out well and the growing season is going to get off to a booming start here in the Smoky River, the Big Lakes, Peace, McKenzie region, especially when it comes to having the drones in the sky and being part of the agriculture industry full time?
Yeah, you know, I farm myself, and I think that we really need a good crop, being that the prices are so low. So everything that we could do to make that happen will help out a lot, and that's where drones can help achieve that. They give a farmer tools in which they could use to have better yields or produce better yields.
Fingers crossed that a better yield is on the horizon for 2025. I really appreciate this. Riley Labreck is from Elite Ag Sales and Rentals in Falaire. Riley, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.